From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States said Tuesday it is withholding tens of millions of dollars from the UN agency that supports Palestinian refugees and could cut more if reforms are not made. The State Department confirmed to reporters that the administration will withhold $65 million from its initial 2018 contribution to the UN Relief and Works Agency. The U.S. gives about $364 million annually to the agency, paid in two installments, making it the agency's top donor. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with representatives of other nations Tuesday in Vancouver, Canada, to talk about pressuring North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. Foreign ministers from 20 nations met in Vancouver. They said that sanctions pressure must continue against North Korea until it abandons its nuclear program. Pope Francis expressed his, quote, pain and shame over Chile's sexual abuse scandal on Tuesday.
No puedo dejar de manifestar el dolor.
They were his first comments in Chile on a crisis that has scarred the Roman Catholic Church's credibility in the country. He asked for forgiveness and promised to make every effort to support the victims and ensure that such things did not happen again. President Trump's former chief strategist Steve Bannon spoke behind closed doors Tuesday with a committee of the U.S. House of Representatives that is investigating whether Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. The interview comes after his public falling out with the president. This is VOA News. Burundi's government recently proposed constitutional changes.